We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday to you. This is Bob Arthurs from Merit Assembly of God. We want to thank you for tuning in today to WMIE 91.5 FM, WWBC 1510 AM, or the various frequencies that you may be listening on here throughout the county that are retransmitting the signal. So thank you for tuning in. We want to thank all those ladies that came out last night for the Women of Worth meeting. Pray that you had a wonderful, wonderful time. And the food was great. So ready for a victorious week. Want to remind you tonight in our fellowship hall, same room as last night, the Advanced Christian Training School is going to be holding classes, 633-0432. If you are interested, you can reach Ted and Linda Emsom, and they can give you more details, more information about the class. So thank you for paying attention and participating in what you are able to. Do want to remind you also our vintage service tomorrow at 11 a.m. We've been preaching through the book of Isaiah, not every chapter, but we've been going through it and discussing various passages that have importance and relevance, and probably be sharing a few of those here on the radio in the days to come. So we're going to get back into the Word today. Thank you for praying. Thank you for, if you attend a Bible preaching church here in Brevard County that is attempting to reach the lost of this community, we thank you. And we want to pray for you that God blesses you and equips you to be very effective in your ministry. Do pray for your pastor. I can say that as a pastor. I heard back in the 80s there was a person on television and they said, don't bother praying for me. I don't need your prayers. I sat there and I listened to that and it's like, oh, mercy. Well, if you're going to pray for that person, he doesn't want your prayers. You send them up for me because I definitely appreciate your prayers. Paul admonished in the scriptures for people to, or he asked if people would pray for him, that he would be effective in the ministry. And so pray for your pastor. I also encourage you to give them a compliment every now and then. I've literally had people say, you know, hey, I don't want my pastor to get an inflated head. And my response to that was when somebody told me that, it's like, oh, don't worry. You're just helping to keep the air pressure up from all of the various leaks that have come out from, you know, various, you know, comments one way or the other. So if you do not give your pastor positive reinforcement, then all he's going to hear is the negative comments. And so I assure you, your compliments, your thanksgiving to God for him, those are healing balms. Those will actually help to heal hurts and wounds. And so if you would, let's be praying that this summer in Florida, that the trend that tends to take place in the summertime, that would be broken. A lot of times in Florida, bills go up I'm just going to tell you general trends of churches in Florida, okay? Bills go up, attendance goes down, and therefore resources go down. Let's reverse that. Instead of having kingdom decline this summer, let's believe God for kingdom increase. Let's believe him for revival. Let's believe him for attendance to go up. Let's believe him for him to open doors where young people, kids, youth, young families, Lord, that they will be impacted for the glory of God. That's what we're believing for in 2015 this summer. So I want to take you back I'm going to begin reading at verse number 34 again today. I don't know if I will read all the way through this little sermon that is recorded here, but because I don't think we're going to get very far through it today. I've got a word burning in my heart. And so it says in verse 34 of Acts chapter 10, "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, 'In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him.' And if I can take you take you down to verse 42, "And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who has ordained, who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins." So I want to go back and revisit this concept that we touched on with yesterday's broadcast. "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality." And there's two ways that I want to look at this. I want to look at it in the salvation perception, and I also want to look at it through the ministry perception. And that is that when it says that God shows no partiality, I believe that he is no respecter of persons due to their race, their heritage, their wealth, their fame, their celebrity, their lineage, their giftedness. When it comes to being saved, there is only one way to be saved, and that is through asking Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life. This concept of, well, I'm good enough that I don't need Jesus, or I'm famous enough that I don't need Jesus, that is unbiblical. I'm thankful that we live in America, but let me tell you, being American doesn't get you into heaven. Being loved by your mama doesn't get you into heaven. Being loved by your daddy doesn't get you into heaven. They're being a politician or a celebrity, none of that matters. The only way that you get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life is through asking Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life and empower you to live a life that is pleasing and acceptable in his sight. So it says in verse 43, "To him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins." And this is not just a mental position. Belief and faith are active words. If you believe something, you are going to act on it. If you believe something, you're going to put your trust in it. It's not just something that you say, okay, that sounds good, that sounds reasonable, and then you move on and you forget all about it. No, believing in Jesus Christ is a transformational moment in your life and in my life. And what takes place at an altar, what takes place in a home like it is here for Cornelius, it is because God loves us so much that he wants us to be saved. That's why it is so important for the local church to take the good news of Jesus Christ dying on the cross and raising from the dead and being ascended to the right hand of the Father, that we have to take it to our Jerusalem, our Judea, our Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. We do that because without people responding to Jesus' invitation of getting saved, they are not going to be saved. God wants everyone to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. That is the bottom line. That's what it means when it says he is no respecter of persons. So, having been in the ministry for a long time now, I have encountered some unique mindsets, shall we say, which when reading this passage of Scripture, a lot of times people would come to the mindset that they had a special dispensation of grace with God. Now, I am thankful for God's grace, but God's grace is not a license to sin. There's a passage where Paul says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. That is not what grace is about. Grace is not licensing us to sin. It is empowering us and equipping us not to live in sin. And so I've had a number of times through the years, not a whole bunch, but a few, where people said, I know that God doesn't want me to marry this person, but I'm going to marry them anyway, and I will repent later. And so that is not unintentional sin. That is full-blown rebellion and iniquity. And, you know, I whenever somebody says something like that, I encourage them to reconsider how miserable they want their life to be. If we truly believe that God is the one who gives us every good and perfect gift, and then we say, well, I know that he wouldn't give this gift to me, then what we need to realize is if that he wouldn't give it to us, that it's not good and it's not perfect. And so I want to encourage you today, don't think that just because you are you, that God is going to give you a special dispensation, because he is no respecter of persons. Okay. Another mindset that I have encountered is that, well, I know that the Bible says not to do this, but God and I have a special understanding, a unique understanding, and for me, it's okay. For me, it's okay. Even though it says in the Word of God that I'm not supposed to do, God has an understanding of my heart and my situation, and I feel like I have a special dispensation. No, you don't. God is no respecter of persons. He wants all men everywhere to repent of their sins and ask Jesus to forgive them and be the Lord of their life. And so if we could embrace this, that that we could see it the same way that Peter does, that truly, or in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, that there is no personal private law for Bob Arthurs or for anybody else. There is just the standard of the Word of God that is settled forever in heaven and on earth. It's not going anywhere. God has exalted his name and his word above all things. He's not looking to give you a special dispensation. He's looking for you to rise up and say, I am one of billions of people that Jesus died for. And if I was the only sinner, he would have still died for me. And I need to step up to the plate, and I need to avail myself of the forgiveness that Jesus went to the cross to obtain for me. You see, if there was any other way that salvation could have been made for you, for me, for anybody, for the entire world, then Jesus would not have had to go to the cross. The reason he went there is because he is no respecter of persons, and that was the only way that the sins of the world could be dealt with. Thank God. I am so thankful that there's not this floating scale or this ethereal standard that keeps moving, a moving target, if you will. You know, I've told the story before. When I got to high school, I wanted to play on the golf team, and there were only 3 years in high school at that point in time. In my town, there was 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. You started your high school career in 9th grade, but you did that in the middle school level, junior high school. They thought it was better age-wise and stuff like that. And so I went to the golf coach, and he said, well, if you can break 90, come back and come, or no, if you can break 100, come back and we'll give you a tryout next year. And so I went back the next year, and he said, well, if you can break 90 next year, I'll give you a tryout. Because that year I was shooting less than 100, but more than 90. He said, if you can shoot under 90, then you come see me. And by my senior year, I was shooting in, you know, the upper 80s to 90s. But, it, you know, it was my senior year, and it's like, why go through that? And so my brother went to the same golf coach, and he was shooting the same scores that I used to be able to shoot. And the coach let him have a tryout, and he ended up making the golf team. You see, it's that floating standard that really gets people in trouble, you know, where what happens in society and even in some of our churches at times is we give special favoritism to people of wealth, but not people of poverty. We give people of influence a special recognition, but the person who's doing a lot of the work, we don't give any acknowledgement to whatsoever. And God says, no, we need a righteous standard, a just standard in my house where everybody recognizes that they need to be forgiven of their sins. And so God doesn't have that floating standard, a standard for you and a standard for me and a standard for a third person over here. Instead, it is a fixed standard, repentance of sins and asking Jesus to be the Lord of your life. The next perspective that I want to share with you about this is that when it comes to receiving from God, the gifts are available to each man severally as the Holy Spirit wills. So I just want to let you know that it's not going to be spiritually raining down blessings and flooding parts and not be available to you. Right now, we are going through, and I'm preaching a word that God laid on my heart about the blessings of God and partaking of the sweetness of His fellowship. That's what I've pastored the church for 22 and a half years. I believe in the standard of holiness. I do. I preach holiness. I preach righteousness. I don't preach that there's a special exemption for certain classes of sins, that God wants to deliver us from all of them. I preached the word, and God, several weeks ago, challenged me, and He said, you know, you need to partake. If you really want to see spiritual victory, you don't need to disengage from the battle, but as you are in the battle, don't forget to partake of the sweetness of God. And if you'd like to hear more about that, you can contact us at the church. I'd be happy to share with you. And we invite you to come. We have invitations that are open, but we're looking to advance the kingdom. We're looking to take the battle to the enemy, not waiting for the enemy to bring the battle to us. So I want you to know that God wants to empower you and gift you so that you can do the work of the ministry where you are. And so let's talk about the ministry aspect. God, and Peter said, in truth I perceive that God shows no partiality. He is not a respecter of persons. And so let me just tell you that God has prepared gifts before the foundation of the world, before you were even born. He has prepared works of ministry for you to do. And there is no special exemption. You are available. You are a blessing to the body of Christ, and you need to utilize and put to God's use the gifts that He has placed inside of you. I am not from a family. I'm not from a ministry family. I am from a family. I'm not from a ministry family. I was going to word it differently, and I changed change course right in the middle there. I am not from a ministry family. I didn't learn to preach from my dad or my mom or my brother or my sister. God called me from a very early age, and most of what I have learned through the school of hard knocks. I have made my fair share of mistakes. I try and avail myself of wisdom to you know, other ministers and things like that, but there really wasn't a person that walked me and nurtured me through my development to getting to the point of being pastor of Merit Assembly of God. When I think about this, I think about people that said, I am not a prophet, nor am I the son of a prophet, but God called me and used me anyway. David was not of royalty, but God made him a king. And I want you to know that God has something for you to do. At Merit Assembly of God, our goal is to broaden the table of ministry. Broaden the table. I look for opportunities to get other people involved in ministry. And at our church, your last name doesn't have to be Arthur's to be able to do the work of the ministry. What you have to have in order to be used in the ministry is a passion and a love for Jesus Christ and for the people that he died on the cross to save. There are a lot of people who get shut out of ministry because they don't have the heritage, or they don't have the right last name, or they don't have the right fame level, or they don't have the right position of influence. And I want you to know that that's not the way that God really desires to function. Somebody's got to begin someplace. And if we're going to create a legacy of faith, if we're going to leave a ministry legacy, somebody's got to start it. Somebody's got to start it. Now, that doesn't mean that at our church that my family isn't involved in ministry. They are. But there have been times when family members were involved in ministry and somebody rose up that could do that. And here's what we do. Here's our family motto. We work ourselves out of positions. we're not afraid to start something. We're not afraid to do the best that we can at it. And if God raises up somebody who can do that job better than we can, or they can do that, and in them doing that, it frees us up to do something else, that's what we do. We'll say, praise God, you take this ball and you run with it to the glory of God. And so I want to encourage you, do not settle for a lie from the enemy that all God wants from you is you parking your hiney in a seat when he's got people that he wants to equip you to minister to. In truth, Peter said, I perceive that God shows no partiality. When I graduated Bible school, I was thankful that God opened up a door. I saw friends who had doors open for them because of the connections that they had. And they got ministry positions that I never got. Now, let me tell you straight up, these were some very gifted people. They really were. They were gifted musically, instrumentally, as a speaker, very gifted. I'm not jealous at all. But what I will say is this. When you do not have the earthly connections that will open doors of ministry, God will still open doors of ministry. And when he opens those doors, serve with everything you've got. Serve passionately. Minister to hurting people. passionately, and God's word promises that you are not going to serve in obscurity. He is going to he's going to cause you to rise. He's going to cause your giftedness and the grace of God operating in you to become aware to other people. I just want to encourage you, as you do that, please understand that God is paying attention. He's noticing, and he will reward you. God's not going to reward some and fail to reward others. He is a respecter of he is no respecter of persons. He shows no partiality. Whatever you're going through right now, it's not how good a person you are or how bad a person you are. It is simply this: am I available? Am I available for God to use? If you have asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life, you're available. You're available. Let him disciple you, help you to mature, help you to grow, and then let him take you on a journey of faith that is going to cause people to be ministered to from the cradle to the grave. He will use you to bring words of encouragement. I just encourage you. It is going to be the greatest adventure you will ever be on. I am so thankful for ministry opportunities. I'm thankful for doors that he opens, because I don't have the physique to open them myself. I don't have the network to open those doors by myself. I have found through the past few decades that God is a much better doorkeeper than I am. He's opened doors for me that I didn't even know it was a door. You know, if you've ever seen one of those TV programs and they go feeling around and all of a sudden that which looks like a wall turns into a secret door. God's opened doors so many times over the past 30 years that it's just amazing. God is no respecter of persons. He wants you forgiven. He wants you empowered. And he wants to use you to minister to others so that his kingdom grows. What a glorious way to start a Tuesday. You ready to pray? Father, thank you for this day. Lord, you've given us everyone the same amount of time, 24 hours today. May we use that time to live before you in holiness and righteousness. May we use this day to live empowered by the grace of God, and may we serve you. You use us today to touch someone with the love of Jesus. In your name we pray. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.